Welcome back. It's 5:39. The Brewers recruited high school players?
Right.
Talk to me about that.
All three of their picks in the first two rounds of the Major League Baseball draft last night were high school players. In fact, the first overall pick was a high school pitcher from California. Houston took Brady Aiken with the number one pick overall. But Brewers...
I like that.
Yeah, well, it's going to be interesting to see if they'll sign. All three have college scholarships awaiting them. Sometimes they'll go to college instead of going right to the minor leagues.
Well, that's smart. That's smart.
No, here's what happens. The scout shows up at the family's home with a check.
Yeah.
Says, here is your signing bonus. We'd like you to sign today.
Yeah.
Mom and dad say, but he's going to college.
Mm-hmm.
Scout says, here's the money. We'd like him to report to our minor league team in Arizona, immediately.
And sometimes they'll take the money and go. Other times...
Let me play devil's advocate. Yeah. The college will be there if the baseball career doesn't play out.
That's true as well. A lot of times what players will do, though, especially if they don't think they were drafted higher than they should have been,
right,
they will go to college for a year or two and then
try again.
Go back into the draft again the next time around, hoping they will get drafted higher.
Sure, because the teams have a set amount of time to sign their draft picks. I think it's a year or two. And if you can't reach an agreement, then the kid is a free agent. To be a free agent while playing college ball.
I think the way it sounds, this pitcher that they drafted, number one from Hawaii, he worked out at Miller Park before the draft. And
so they kind of know what they're getting?
He throws hard, and I think that he may sign the contract and go pro. The outfielder they signed from Missouri has a football scholarship lined up at Nebraska. I'm not sure that he's going to take the baseball leap, at least right now.
Well,
so we'll see what happens down
you
the road.
Have such a longer career playing baseball
no
than
question.
You do football.
No
football.
Question.
And who knows, playing college football, your chances of injury, if I understand it correctly, playing college football, your chances of injury are much higher than college baseball or maybe even pro football.
Let me just ask our Bill Michaels. He hosts the sports talk show on our sister station, Fox Sports.
Yes. Had a good conversation with him a couple days ago.
Tight end for Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
On track, he would have been drafted somewhere in the pros, and then on a routine play, blew out his knee.
Yeah.
Game over.
Yeah, and now he has
talks about other football
now
players.
Now talks about other football players. And where's the Ed Hardy t-shirts? Anyway, so also let's talk about the game one of the NBA finals.
Yeah,
and the air conditioning goes out?
Talk about heat. Yeah, the air conditioning went out at the arena in San Antonio.
Now, this is as bad as the lights going out during the Super Bowl.
No, this is worse. What must a San Antonio be like with 30,000 people in an arena and no air conditioning?
Hot.
Buddy, I'm smelling a lot of you sitting here.
So hot.
How hot was it?
So hot, in fact, that LeBron James had to leave the game with cramps.
See,
with 4 minutes left.
I have a problem with that.
Wait a minute. Why?
Where does LeBron James play? Miami.
Yeah.
It gets hotter in Miami than it does in any other place in the world.
Air conditioned. I mean, there are a lot of people whining, saying LeBron James is a wussy, that cramps. What are cramps? How can a pro athlete be knocked down by cramps?
I watched the video.
Have you ever cramped up? Have your legs ever cramped up?
Yeah. And it's debilitating.
Right.
Okay, you can have a minor cramp, and if you can't walk it off or something, it can...
You've seen football players playing on a hot, humid night. If they're not hydrated properly, they'll cramp up, and they can't even walk.
I've seen a guy cramp the calf muscle on the back of his leg, cramp so bad, it just automatically, it's rippling.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that doesn't look like it tickles.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to call him a wuss for it. However... I think there's something else with LeBron James for him cramping because, I mean, let's face it, LeBron James lives and works in Miami. It is one of the hottest, most humid places on the planet. It's horrible.
I mean, everybody reacts differently to the way things are. I mean, LeBron James is one of the, if not the greatest athlete in the world at this point in time.
I'm not going to.
Okay,
I don't believe
somebody who's better.
Well, no, because I don't have that kind of knowledge. But I don't think he's one of the greatest athletes in the world. I don't think anyone, as far as basketball, will ever be better than Michael Jordan.
Well, I said at the present time.
Oh, okay.
I think Jordan is the best basketball player of all time too. But LeBron James, right now, there isn't anybody better, and very few athletes in the world.
Is he as good as Jordan was in his prime? No. Because if you have to hesitate, then the
answer is no. I'm not sure.
Yeah?
Look, you know how it's difficult to compare NFL players from years gone by to today?
I mean, well, my wife does it via uniform.
Well, I mean, but no, seriously. Bart Starr and guys that played.
Sure.
It's hard to compare. The athletes are bigger and faster. In the NBA, look at the body types that are playing pro basketball today.
They're huge.
I don't know how, for instance, how would Larry Bird, who was kind of a slender, not really broad-shouldered white guy, great, prolific shooter, how would he match up defensively against a guy now that's 50 pounds bigger than him and is built more like a football player who happens to have a very quick first move?
Horace Grant, who played with Michael Jordan in the Bulls, said last week that the Bulls of that era would destroy the Miami Heat of today. There may be some truth to that because the rules are different. If Michael Jordan would have played under the rules that are in place today, what defenders can't do anymore, Michael Jordan would have scored 60 points a game. I mean, he would have been able to do whatever he wanted.
All right, let me ask you this. Have you ever heard the name Fred Kovaleski?
No.
Tennis pro.
Fred Kovaleski?
Fred Kovaleski.
I don't think I have.
He's 85 years old.
Yes.
And he is a tennis pro.
Uh-huh.
And he came out with his, he's 89. He's getting ready to travel into Europe in the 85 and older tennis championships.
How many people are playing in that
bracket?
Well,
it's really funny. He says, I'm probably the best in the 85 and older league in the world, and I'm going to Europe in a couple days to play in the world championships. To which I say, really, how many competitors are there?
Right. A dozen? Who
but
knows?
That's not what makes this story interesting. When he was a professional tennis player and back in the day and was competing, he had a side job.
Yes, he was a gigolo.
He was a spy for the CIA.
Cool. It was like I Spy, man.
That's a great cover.
He said
that's a fabulous cover. Well, we're on tour. We're playing an exhibition in Czechoslovakia.
He said they were getting ready to travel Europe, representing the United States, and during an obligatory meeting with the U.S. Counselor of Embassies in Egypt, he received an offer from an undercover CIA agent, a recruiter, and I bet you I know who it is. So he said they recruited him, they talked to him, the pay was good, the adventure was good, and for 10 years, he traveled, recruited other spies, gathered information on Russia and other bloc countries.
And survived, wow.
And then, what's even more amazing, is PepsiCo, when he was getting ready to retire from tennis, PepsiCo made him an offer to be an employee. He retired from tennis and the CIA and went into working for PepsiCo.
There is some precedent for that. There was a baseball catcher in the major leagues, I think his name was Berg, and he wrote a book that during the 30s, he was a spy for the United States. And when the major leaguers took a tour of Japan, Berg would go on these walkabouts and take pictures of the military installations in the Japanese military buildup.
Just a tourist.
You know what's fascinating? How would you handle your first contact? The CIA recruiter approaches you, and you're a tennis player, or just a regular business guy that's got ties overseas. Mm-hmm. How would you be able to sort out, this guy is real? Or this guy is not a double agent.
Right.
Or I'm going to get arrested when I go somewhere and take pictures and find out the guy who recruited me is not who I thought he was.
You would be surprised how many CEOs of companies in this country are cooperating with CIA and basically are agents and recruits for the CIA because they can travel unfettered into very interesting places all around the world. There are several.
There are several operatives. Sure.
All right, there it is. That's the sports. Ooh, and some creepy spy stuff, too.
So I'm sober. You don't want to go through life sober, ladies and gentlemen. Life is ugly, cruel, and unfair. Now I got to see it. Now that I'm sober, I see a dirty homeless lady. I thank God. Another human being chewed up, spit out by our unfeeling society. When I was drinking, I'd think, hey, I've got a shot. Divorced. Sure there's some divorced people here? Yeah, sure. Absolutely, nothing to be ashamed of. Lots of people get divorced. Tons, especially these days. So many people get divorced these days, now it's the people that stay married that really seem strange. 25 years, oh my God, what happened? Don't you know you can get out of it? Embarrassing, though, my wife and I, we only lasted 3 years. We were supposed to be together until one of us died. I never even had a fever. She felt I was too down, I was too negative. Well, this divorce should help. She said I had changed. You ever hear that from your partner? You've changed. You didn't used to be like this. If I'd known you're gonna be like this, Nick, I never would have gone to bed with you. Well, guess why I didn't tell you? Trying to move some product.
I felt really compelled to call on my way into work.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
And hey, what's wrong with that?
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.